Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my gosh. So what a few of you know, but most of you don't. So I was getting dressed this morning and I was, because I'm staying in the little apartment last night, so I'm getting dressed this morning and I'm watching and listening to a spiritual class as part of my spiritual practice so I can be ready to give to you. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, good day, good day. And the band was rehearsing. And they were rehearsing this song. And I hear Julie's voice. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's Julie. She's back. Oh, I got to get dressed and get out there and say hello. So now everybody wants to say, hello, Julie. Welcome home. And Julie in her humble self, I come in, I'm hugging, I'm screaming, I'm interrupting rehearsal because I can. And she stops me and she says, yeah. And Curtis, and you're right. And she's like I haven't been with them the last 2 weeks. Right. So welcome back. And that's really weird for me to be telling you welcome, right? Okay, I guess I'm not a visitor anymore. I'm family. I cannot say how much that gathering prayer was as perfect as you described. Combining our imagination, which is the word for the day in the daily word, and our exploration this morning of redefining love. Oh my gosh. I don't know if any of you are with me, but I'm redefining love as this love that shifts the world, the universe, that replaces war and hatred and replaces those with harmony and unity and, of course, love. And as I was taking in that prayer, true story, not just made up in this moment, as I was taking in that prayer, there is a way that I often start spiritual mind treatments or prayers, and it is with the phrase, let's go upstairs. Let's go upstairs to a higher consciousness. Let's go upstairs beyond the human limitation into. And so as I'm hearing that, right, hearing the prayer, I'm like, let's go upstairs. Let's go upstairs with each stanza. And I had completely forgotten that the song was going to be higher ground, higher love, right? Higher love, higher ground. So there's no accident. If you think you're here by accident, just forget that right now. Everything that is happening moment by moment is conspiring for your good, my good, our good, the good of the world, and we get to do this together. So during this four-week series of redefining everything, we could only pick four principles to redefine, principles or ideas, spiritual ideas to redefine. And today we're redefining love. Now that in itself, as I was preparing for this week, I realized that in itself should have been the whole 4 weeks. Because there was so much I wanted to share. There was so much I wanted to get you to ask yourself. There was so much that I was like, what were you thinking, Tracy? Why did you think you could do this like in a 30-minute talk? But of course, as you know, I have my friend, Shalan Harkin, mystic poet, Shalan Harkin, to help me frame this. So we're going to start with her poem, Read the Fine Print. Read the fine print from Susceptible to Life, her first book of poetry. Read the fine print. Some days, I awaken so certain of the world's goodness. This poem is a reminder for those other days. When I need to convince my stubborn mind that all is still well, let me present the evidence. Have you noticed all the fastidious care that went into pinning up so many stars to decorate the night sky? What did that? And all the ways of nature that have a tidiness to it, even gnarled trees, even dirt? Or sit a moment and puzzle over the masterful origami of each flower and think, what cosmic interior decorator chose that gold for those rolling hills? And before that, who thought of tenderness? Who is it that came up with all these colors? And what genius said, autumn? My only simple conclusion, as I sit amazed at the pileup of gifts, is that we're part of a great contract of goodness. And there's love written into every atom if you get close enough to read the fine print. Isn't that beautiful? When I read the fine print, what happens for me is that I recognize that everything that I experience, see, observe, everything in the world is the fine print that comes with the big word love and the big word God. You know how you see an ad on TV or it comes across your feed in Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and it's like a picture and it grabs you, the meme of what the graphic image says, it grabs you. But if there were fine print, like the legal notices at the end of a pharmacy ad, you know, take this drug. Oh, and by the way, there are side effects. And then let your doctor know. What if the fine print of our lives was, don't forget to look at the flowers. Look up, see the moon. Hug someone today. What if there was fine print? What if there was the fine print of life that reminded us that love is really at the core of everything that is, and it is up to us to give it and to receive it? That's the fine print. What if we redefined love instead of transactional? I will love you when you bring me flowers. I will love you when you give me a raise. I will love you when you tell me that I'm beautiful. I will love you when, or I will love you if. That's transactional. What if instead we began to redefine love today as transformational? Transformational, five syllables that can change our lives and change the world. Love is transformational, and we don't do it to get something, we do it to give. In the Science of Mind textbook, in the glossary, Ernest Holmes actually defines love as the self-givingness of spirit. In the Adinkra, or a culture, the Adinkra ancient culture practiced by people in West Africa, especially Ghana and some of the countries around Ghana, there is an Adinkra language or symbolism. Every symbol is representing a philosophy or a spiritual principle. So people often ask me, what is this symbol that I have on my pendant? And it's the Jiname. And the Jiname in Adinkra symbolism in that language represents the idea or the principle that most of us believe in New Thought. There is one God, and that God has created everything. So the Jiname actually literally translates, there would be nothing except for God, that God is the source of all life. Love gifting the form of life. And that's all that's happening. Now, once we have our life, what do we do with it? That's up to us, right? But we are alive in this human form, but we can bring our spiritual knowing and our spiritual responsibility into the things we do. And that means we don't think of love as transactional. We think of it as transformational. And we use our imagination. Today's daily word. We use our imagination to imagine, how can I make the world better? How can I give my gifts and talents into the world? How can I show other people what I know about them, that they are love in form? And if they don't already know that, how can I help them know that, believe that, and live from that place? How would your life be different if you redefined love in that perspective? Now, don't get me wrong. I am not against romantic love. I am not against the love that we have for our friends and our family, our children, our parents, our neighbors. And sometimes that not only feels like, but sometimes that is transactional. But what I'm inviting you to do with me, because I'm doing this at the same time, I'm inviting you to just consider for a moment, how would I show love if there were no strings attached? What would I say? How would I express it? How would I demonstrate it in my actions? What would I do differently in the next 24 hours if I redefined love as a transformational principle that I am the only person in the world? The whole world is relying on me to demonstrate this principle and know what it is. Now, that's a little scary because, you know, it's really easy for me to say, I'm a little tired today. I'm going to turn over demonstrating love to Jeff. Like, let's put a guitar in his hand and in his hands, and clearly people will know what love is when they hear him and watch him play, right? Yeah, it's Jeff's day to be in charge of demonstrating love. No, you all can't see the face he's making, but I can, right? No, it's not my day. No, it's your day. It's my day every day. Because the people who I come into contact with, you don't. The people you come into contact with, I don't. So if each one of us is not about redefining and then demonstrating love in a powerful way, in a tangible way, then the people we meet may not have anybody else in their life as they go through their day that can actually demonstrate what love is. And I hope that you really get that it is yours to do, it is mine to do, it is for every one of us to do. Take a breath. Because I want you now to bring to mind what you know about the conflicts in Israel and Gaza, what you know about the conflict in Russia and Ukraine. I want you to also bring to mind what you know about the conflict in sustainability and the conflict related to or the result of climate change and global warming. I want you to bring to mind those things that we often want to push away because they don't make us feel good, or we push them away because we think, I can't do anything about that. But what you can do is on the next breath, breathe love into that discomfort. Breathe love into the fear about conflict. On the next breath, breathe love into the sadness about war. On the next breath, breathe love into any disappointment or anger your human self feels. You have to start with yourself transforming fear, anger, hatred, guilt, shame, disappointment. You flush that out with love. You can't ignore, well, okay, some of you can ignore it, or you think you can, but then you don't understand why you still have that little tug in your tummy, or that you are so upset when someone just mentions a name or an idea or an ideology. So start with that love. I breathe love into those painful, scary, hurtful places for myself. And then you begin to also ask, as you interact with people throughout the day, how can I breathe or be the love experience for this person? Now, many of you, I know, this is just a reminder for you. You already are doing this as often as you can remember. So I am not under the illusion that I am telling you something brand new that has never been talked about or thought about before. My job today is to remind you that you do know this, and that love is at the core of who you are, and that you can love yourself in an expansive way that automatically will transform the way you engage with others. Some of you need a little reminder. So, the reminder that I have is this one, and it says, when you practice, you will see results. You mean I gotta practice it? I can't just be here on Sunday morning and know it and go, yeah, that's right. Ooh, Tracy, yeah, thanks for reminding me. Okay, I'm ready to go. And then 3 hours from now, I have an opportunity to, give someone a compliment or to thank them for something they did or said, and I just don't even think about it. No, I actually have to practice it if I want to get the results that demonstrate that I am redefining love. And so that just happened to be the reminder that I have today. But each one of you have a reminder that is perfect for you. And it is under your chair. It is under your chair if you are in the room. If you are online, then you are my twin, and your reminder is when you practice, you will see results. But who else has a reminder that as you read it, you're like, oh, this is perfect for me? Yeah, what is yours? All of your dreams can come true. You can influence the world. Anyone else have one that really resonates? Kathy? Life is better with smiles and laughter. Anybody over here on this side of the room, or it was just arbitrary? Yes.
Be proud of the choice that you make.
Be proud of the choice you make. Yes. Never give up. Never, ever, never, ever, ever give up. And if you forget and you need any tips on how to do that, there's a certain music director in the room who says that's her motto or the way she lives her life. So Julie can give you, if you're one of the people who got that one. Okay, we need reminders. But it's our responsibility to actually do the work for ourselves and as we go out into the world. In the five unity principles, principle number five is really about daily practice. Principle number five is about living the truth principles. It's not enough to just be able to quote them. It's not enough to be able, it's good to be able to say, oh, one of our principles is love. And, you know, all there is love. All there is love. It just sounds so good. But how do you actually live it? So unity principle number five really is about marrying what you know about the principles into how you live. And so that's really all I'm encouraging you to do as you redefine love, to put the principle in action in your life. And when you do that, you find yourself being so excited. You know that energy of excitement that we experienced right here in the room just a few minutes ago when we were welcoming Julie back home? Right, that was genuine love and genuine excitement. And just remember how that felt, right? When we are living our lives as examples of love, that's how it feels. Because we're not asking anyone for anything else. We're not depending. Our joy and our love is not dependent on what anyone else says or does. It's none of that. It is simply this excitement, this radiance, this, wow, I get the opportunity to be the words and the heart and the actions of God? Me? Little me? Me? I get to do that? Wow. I get to stand at the edge of the parking lot and look out and see the beauty of nature. And maybe I snap a photo and put it on Instagram and just say to people, look at the glory of God manifesting in trees and hills and sun and clouds. The radiance of nature, the radiance of each one of you, when I see the light that is emanating from your eyes and your smile, when I experience you walking in the door and arms outstretched with no hesitation to hug and make that connection with me or with other people. That is the love expressing. And maybe you can think of your own examples. If I just ask you, in the last 24 hours, how have you been a demonstration of love? Big ways, little ways, it matters not. What matters is that you act on it. So Shalane Harkin in the book Let Us Dance, subtitled The Stumble and Whirl with the Beloved. Applaud your radiance. Really, the whole point of healing is that it takes less and less work to be astonished. You stop demanding that the world knocks you sideways and just let the sweetness of simple things climb into your heart. The purpose of healing is that it takes less and less work to feel a deep belonging. The inclusive congregation of stars, whose only doctrine is shine, so wants your heart as a member. And the community of Hillside Daisies considers you an integral part. Really, the whole point of healing is to make an easier time of love, that it stop being singled out as a limited resource, that you may find your soulmate winking out at you through every bit of life, and that you remember each night the moon sets her light in the sky to encourage and to applaud your radiance. Your radiance. Your radiance is what is the example of redefining love. Not to get anything, but to give your true essential nature into life and to bring that radiance, that embodiment into the lives of others. That's love. Let's anchor this by going within. Radiant love, higher love, infinite love. This is the truth of all life expressing. This is the source of the lives of each one within the sound of my voice, just like it is the source of the life of the oak tree that begins as the acorn. This one and the same source of life is love expressing, love giving of itself into form, into physical expression, so that it can experience all the different ways that life expresses as an ocean, as a fish in the sea, as a tree, as a tulip, as a squirrel, as a hurricane, as snow, as sun, as clouds, and as over 8 billion human beings. This is love expressing and knowing that each human being has been created by the same source. What I claim and declare right now in this moment is that that source of love seeks to express in each thing it creates. So there are over 8 billion ways for love to express, and let us redefine that love right here and right now. Asking the question, how can I redefine love? How do I choose to be an example of love? And for 10 seconds in silence, simply allowing the infinite wisdom to guide you to your own perfect answer. Let us redefine love together. Let us redefine love for the world. Let us redefine love as we redefine everything that is important to bring heaven into earth. Amen. Ashe. Aho. Amin. Shalom. And so it is.